You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
The morning, Parshat Yitro, that Mamad HaSinai took place. So now, the Torah of Moshav brings that Am Yisrael, they moved from Rephidim and they came to Sinai. So now, before it, it says that on the third month, Chodesh Sivan, Am Yisrael moved from Mitzrayim, that is Egypt, and then they came to Midbar Sinai. That's what is stated in the Torah. And the third month, they left Mitzrayim and then came to the desert. And then the next pasuk says, they moved from Rephidim and then they came to
Sinai.
To the Sinai. So now, which one should be first? That they moved from Rephidim and then came to the desert? Or that on the third month, they came to Har Sinai? The subject is that, as the incident took place, is not exactly at the same place. But when you're talking about one subject, it has to be in order. One more time. Let's say, if somebody expresses himself, I went from Los Angeles to Yerushalayim for Simcha. Ken Yirbu. And then he says that I took a taxi from Pico Dohini to the airport. Which one he should say first? He should say, I took a taxi from Pico Dohini to the airport, and then I took the flight and then we get to Yerushalayim. Right?
Yes.
Well, the Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says that on the third month they came to the desert. And then after it, it says they moved from Rephidim, that was before it, that when they came out of Mitzrayim, and then they came to the desert. Why is, you know,
the...
Yeah, this is afterwards. They went there for the Korban Pesach. Yeah.
Maybe we started. Remember that we started from there and came here. The point was come from there to this point, so we could get to the other one.
Fine, but you have to.
The first point we wouldn't get to.
Zayin. Yes, but you have to explain first. From Pico Dohini, you took a taxi, you went to airport. But if you say I went to
your... I'm sorry. It's showing you excitement.
Excitement, beautiful. And that means?
Hashem wanted to give us showing you excitement from the beat to, like, let's see, if I want to go to Israel, I say, I went to Israel last week. And I say, okay, you know what? I did that.
You went last week?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, he wants to show you the excitement.
Excitement, beautiful. Chazak Baruch. Rabbeinu Achaim HaKadosh, Shamchai V'Natar, Zochuto Maren Aleinu. Harav explains that we have a general rule in Judaism, and it is the Chazal, the sages, they teach us, Hasimcha meqalelet et hashura. What does that mean? We have a concept in Judaism that our habits, they can be reformed. It can be reprogrammed if you are a happy and joyous person. For example, how many times have you seen a chatan falls asleep under the chuppah?
Never!
So never. Oh, they fall asleep later. Why he doesn't fall asleep? Why? Wow, you know what it is? Ken Yirbu? Amen. Yeah, we see the other hatanim under kosher chupa.
Amen.
When the zivug amitim is at Hashem. So here, Rabbeinu Chaim HaGadol says that this concept that you can save lots of pain and stress and unfortunate thing for yourself, and that is, you can reprogram all the bad habits. You can remold it by be a happy person. Hasimcha meqallelet et hashura. Qilqul. That means makes it erase, delete it. What is it? Shura means the habit that we have. Laziness. Why people are lazy? Why? I mean, you don't know. Why? Why? Yes, but what's the source of being lazy?
Not happy.
Chazak uvaroh. Yes, but when you're happy, laziness is meaningless. You're so excited, you get up. No, you cannot wait.
You don't even sleep enough.
Yes. Why? Because that's the power of happiness. So now here, back to our subject. Well, Chaim HaKadosh explains, Ribono Shel Olam was so excited to give us the Torah, he misordered the order of the Torah. Instead of saying that they moved from Rephidim to Beit Sinai, Ribono Shel Olam was so excited to give us the Torah, the Pesukim, the verb, they became Pasopish. Then that's the excitement that Ribono Shel Olam had.
Rabbi, you can binge watch your favorite TV show for 12 hours.
Shalom.
But that's excitement too, but that makes you lazy.
Beautiful. That's a very, very beautiful point. It's a beautiful point. There is actually, the gamblers, you know, they take some type of medication with all respect that they don't need to get up from the table. They take this medication and to be able to stay and gamble. Why? Because they're excited to gamble. So now here, the Melech Shalom is informing us that the gila has to be bir ada. What does it mean? You have to have a kosher simcha. You have to have a kosher. Yes. There's a lot of, you know, type of amusement outside. You know, people, as you said, sit hours and hours and hours and hours, and they go on. But the point of here is that this type of amusement and habits that they have is very, very destructive, and it ends up the Chas v'Shalom, not a good outcome. So here, one thing that we learned before Matan Torah is, if Hashem Yitbarach is so excited to give me the Torah, that the order of the Pesukim, it becomes, you know, before and after. So how much more I have to be?
Excited.
How much more I have to be excited? That my skin should be too small for my body. How do you say it? Yes, yes, sure. That's the excitement I should have. You know what it is? A few more days, I have to meet with Ribono Shel Olam here, Anochi Hashem, Elokecha Asher Sitecha Meretz Mitzrayim. Happened to be an interesting story in somewhere in New York that old man, as he was just about to take a train, you know, he fell in the pit, you know, where the train is.
Yeah.
So now they kind of hear that the train is coming close. So who dare would jump, you know, and try to save this man? So all of a sudden they see a very, 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 very huge man that he was from the descendant of the Ham. And He jumps in the pit and he pulls up the old man, the Yehudi. He said, wow, what a Gilgul! What a Gilgul! Look at this! Ger Tzedek! He said the Yehudi. So everybody's excited. Hoorah! You know, and they praise. So the sense of, you know, Ham. So then all the newscasts, you know, but Kolan Shamar was not there. You know, but ABC, BBC, PPC, everybody, you know, they come to have an interview with this hero. It's hero. How did you do this? So he tells him, you know, last night he had a job in a hotel that he had to wash the dishes. So the work did not finish. So he has to arrive there and they pay him $10 an hour. And he has another 4 or 5 hours to work. But he know if this guy, something happens to him, he's going to get stuck here. So he jump in there to save this man to be able to... See, what a tzaddik. For $40, he saved a Jewish life.
Looking for the person that
pushed
you down.
Kahal HaGadosh, you see how you can create such a force. $40, you save a, you know, the neshama of the Yehudi. Kala Gadosh, we are just about to arrive a moment that as we're going to in a few minutes, Kihem Chayenu Ve'orech Yamenu. You know what it is? A moment that we are waiting for to receive this Chayim. More so, we have to jump. We have to be excited. Stand by Mamad Hasinai.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.